the day party. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this. Happy Friday! Good morning, Podsters. Glad to be back. It's Friday. I know you guys all got your virtual hands up saying woo woo. Yes, these past few weeks were eventful. Did y'all watch the Super Bowl game? It was amazing. I can still hear Snoop Dogg singing in my head. Enough about that. And by the way, thanks for that clip, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Just a reminder of the past Super Bowl halftime show, which was outstanding. Have you ever had a moment when you were where you embarrassed yourself? I know we've all had a moment when we were embarrassed, but what about a moment you did it to yourself? I know you're out there scratching your virtual heads asking, what are you saying, Kim? Everybody's been embarrassed, and I agree, but there's also those moments when you caused the incident. In other words, it didn't have to happen. As the military would put it, if there was more attention to detail, it wouldn't happen. By the way, that's our topic, the moment you embarrass yourself. Funny, not funny. A lot of us have gone down steps and missed a step or two and busted our butts, or tripped walking on an uneven sidewalk, or even better, put on blue pants thinking they were black. These are just a few examples. The last one, if it's a dark blue, it's an easy mistake, but I bet you can't top this one. Let me state for the record, this is in my 50th voice, and I'm addressing a pet peeve of mine. People walking and talking on their cell phones. Mind you, I've been guilty from time to time of this act. However, if I'm outside, I don't walk while crossing the street or walking on the sidewalk. I don't want to be the victim of tripping and falling while talking on that device. Let me state facts. You don't have to be walking to have an incident. True story. A few weeks ago, I was at one of my favorite restaurants. After eating, I was talking to my son, laughing and having a great conversation. Mind you, I had just finished eating and cashed out. So I'm on this bench and I'm scooting off, and the next thing you know, I hit the floor. My cell phone, purse, and other items slide across the floor, and I'm on my butt. Everyone in the cafe stops. It's almost like that moment when you have an accident and it seems like everything's going in slow motion. Mouths are wide open. A few people attempted to get up and help. Are you okay? Some of the people ask with astonished looks covering their faces. My son is silent on the other end. I reply, I'm good, as embarrassment not only covers my face, but my whole body. I tell my son to hold on a few moments as I rush out the cafe. After leaving, I got my wits back and assured my son I was okay. However, it took a few weeks before returning. That's another subject. Anywho, the moral to this is be careful. Embarrassing moments can happen anywhere doing anything. Be mindful of your surroundings and settings. And if you're talking on that cell phone of yours, make sure you're being safe. Have a great Friday, podcasters, and thanks for listening. And da 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 da. Top dog, buy them all. DPGC, my turn it. CPTLPC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it.